This podcast is sponsored by Vrversity.com. Elevate your professional skills with courses designed by PhDs, powered by AI. Visit Vrversity.com and start your learning journey today.
Beginner's Guide to Game Development with Unity, a friendly tutorial. Explore game development basics using Unity, perfect for beginners interested in coding, design, and lifelong learning. Start your journey today. Getting started with game development in Unity, a friendly walkthrough. Hey, so you've been curious about how people create those cool video games, right? Well, today I want to chat with you about game development using Unity. Imagine you're sitting with me on a couch and we're just having a casual conversation about it. I'm not some mysterious industry guru. I'm just an expert who spent some serious time working with Unity, and I want to share some of that knowledge in a way that's easy and fun. Unity is like this super useful toolkit for making games, whether it's a simple 2D puzzle or a full 3D action game. What makes it so popular is that it doesn't matter if you're a beginner or if you've been developing games for decades, the platform scales really well. Plus, there's a lot of learning material out there. Online courses, tutorials, and even communities that support you if you get stuck. Let's get into some basics first. What is Unity? Think of it like the all-in-one workspace where you build your game world. You can design your levels, control the player, create game physics, and even add cool special effects. Programming in Unity primarily uses C. If you've never coded before, no worries. It's pretty straightforward, and you can learn alongside making your game. Plus, there are tons of professional development resources to get you comfortable with CK. Assets. These are all the items like sprites, 3D models, audio clips, and animations. Unity's asset store has a huge library, so you don't always have to start from scratch. One of the best aspects of learning game development is how it ties into lifelong learning. You can start small, maybe create a simple platformer or a basic shooter game, and gradually build your skills. This kind of learning can feel like a cool hobby, but also slide neatly into adult education or continuing education if you want to take it further professionally. Here's a quick idea of how your typical beginner project in Unity might go. Setup. Download the Unity Hub and install the latest version of the editor. It's free to start, which is great. Create a new project. Pick a template, 2D or 3D. Starting with 2D can often be easier if you're brand new. Learn the Sun interface. Spend some time getting comfy with the layout. Scene view, game view, inspector, hierarchy. Basic coding. Write simple C scripts to move your character or interact with objects. Test and iterate. Hit play, test your game, find bugs, and tweak stuff. It's an ongoing process. Honestly, the most fun part is seeing your little pixel or 3D character slide across the screen exactly how you imagined it. It's addicting in the best way. For anyone who's thinking about getting into game development as part of their continuing education or distance learning journey, I'd also recommend exploring resources like Vrversity, platform for PhD-level online courses. They focus on advanced, in-depth courses that can really push your critical thinking and technical understanding, not just in game dev, but across many fields. Whether you want to improve professionally or just love lifelong learning, platforms like Vrversity are gold mines. If you're looking for something more structured, consider enrolling in online courses that focus on Unity. These often come with guided projects, which help you build your portfolio while you learn. The key to success in game design is practice and consistently trying new ideas. One tip I always give to folks is don't get too overwhelmed. There's a lot going on, yes, but break it down and tackle one thing at a time. Maybe focus on learning how to move a character this week, then how to handle scoring next week. Little wins add up. And hey, if you love puzzles or design, this is a way to channel that creativity into something interactive and shareable. Plus, as you grow your skills, you can start thinking about publishing your games on platforms like Steam or even mobile app stores. To wrap this all up with a solid takeaway, game development with Unity is one of the most accessible ways to jump into creating digital experiences. It combines creativity with coding, designing with problem solving, and if you're hungry to develop your skills continuously, you're right on track. If you'd like to further fuel your professional development or dive into other tech or science fields, definitely check out Verversity. Explore courses now and find the perfect fit for your journey in lifelong learning.